So as part of the coaching call, I was open to psychic questions if people wanted to ask me psychic questions. And I started downloading this stuff about your business and how, like, hey, you have to, and I think I even said, like, you have to come out of the spiritual closet. Because here's the thing. If we're hiding parts of ourselves, we'll never shine and have the success that we want to in the world. And so we have to, at some point, let ourselves be seen and own our truth, own our voice, own who we actually are. And oftentimes, when we do that, is when we pop off and actually see success. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Magic of Transformation podcast. I am your host and your coach, Stephanie Zeller. I'm really excited about today's episode. It is a juicy one. Today, I am joined by a client of mine, Dr. Sarah Hubert, and we talk about coming out of the spiritual closet. We talk about both of our experiences of coming out of the spiritual closet. You are definitely going to want to tune in. Now, I was not planning on doing this, but this episode and a slew of episodes that I'm getting ready to record have inspired me, and I've decided to open up my very popular course, Intuition and Beyond. This course sells out every single time that I open it up. It is the most fun, electric, crazy, mind-blowing course that I offer. And I usually only open this course up every like year and a half. And it's about a year and a half since I last opened it up. And it is officially open as this podcast drops. Now, right now, there is an early bird special of $555 off. You can find the link to this course called Intuition Beyond in the show notes. You can also go to thetransformationschool.com. Go to courses and click Intuition and Beyond. If you are interested in this course, I just can't encourage you enough to sign up fast because I've been having people nudge me for the last 15 months to please open up this course. Seriously, this course is mind-blowing. So in this course, this is the same course that Sarah and so many of my clients have taken. You will definitively learn how to tap into your intuition, to unlock your intuition, to strengthen your intuition. You will discern the difference between your intuition, your imagination, your fears, your emotions, and your thoughts. And you will learn how to follow unapologetically and boldly and courageously follow your intuition. You will also learn what psychic gifts are, what your specific psychic gifts are. You will learn all about intuitive senses. There is so much. This is a fully live course. I teach it and we run live exercises. It is so fun. It's pretty small and intimate because I want to help every single person. So again, that's why it sells out. Check it out. It's in the show notes. It is open now. Get your spot now. Like lock it in. Lock it in, especially while this pre-sale discount is going on. We start at the end of October of 2025. I'm so excited to announce that. I already, at the time that I'm recording this, I already have a few people that have signed up. So seriously, do not wait. If you're new to the podcast, be sure to subscribe, follow the show so that you don't miss future episodes, especially if you like this episode, because there's going to be a slew of very similar episodes that are going to be following this one. I'm going to be talking to some clients of mine that have taken Intuition Beyond and going to be having some really juicy conversations about spirituality, etc. And if you feel like there's a person in your life that would really dig this episode, be sure to pass it along to them. As I said, this is a really fun, juicy episode. So without further ado, let's dive right in. Enjoy. First of all, for the listener, we both come from like healthcare field. So there's an emphasis on science and having a scientific background. And that's one reason why I wanted to have this discussion with you, because it's a totally different experience for somebody to share their intuition, psychic abilities, spirituality, if they are in a group of people that traditionally has rejected those notions or comes from like a scientific background and they have a difficulty holding the both and of like science and spirituality, which a lot of people in healthcare do. So, with that said, let's talk about where you're at right now on your journey. I guess zooming way back a few years back, you're a dentist, We connected. You took my course, Your Life's Work. There's another episode where you and I spoke about your experience while you were in that course. And then you've continued taking courses with me since then. Did you know back then, did you have an interest in intuition and spirituality back then?
I have a hard time remembering if I did. I was already definitely looking into breath work at the time. I think that was my intro, really, to spirituality, or the even the thought of it was having a few breath work experiences that really like opened my mind to different states of consciousness that weren't, enhanced with other substances. But I wasn't really like I had curiosities, but I wasn't really like looking beyond that,
When did that shift or change? When did you start becoming more interested in your intuition?
I mean, it was definitely part of the course that I took with you. I signed up with you to take the course on intuition because I felt in the coaching with Your Life's Work, I felt disconnected from my intuition. I was able to look back on decisions that I had made in my life and realize that my intuition had told me to do something and I ignored it and, paid a bit of a price for not listening to myself. So I wanted to dive into like, what does that mean? When is my intuition talking to me? Why didn't I listen to it? Like, why did I override it back then on multiple occasions? So just kind of trying to figure that out. And then that opened the door to other things, right? I mean, once you learn how to listen to yourself and tap into what that sounds like, then you're also able to listen to tap into the consciousness of the field. And what does that sound like? And then like, boom, you're able, you're just like, you're sensitive to what's going on around you and realizing that there's like a whole completely different world out there.
Yeah. And that's why I think my intuition course is the most fun course that I offer. I mean, you've taken almost all my courses. Do you think that was the most fun?
It's hands down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because there's so many like jaw-dropping moments and people just mind blown and like, what? Oh my God, I can't believe. So yeah, the course is now called Intuition and Beyond. And it's interesting because we start out with just the basics of intuition, how to tap into your intuition, how to feel into like, what is my intuition versus like a thought versus an emotion. And then once that's kind of once the groundwork has been laid, then we go beyond. So like we go beyond like what are some other ways your intuition is connecting with you, and what is intuition anyways? And then like how is intuition working, and can we use that same channel to receive additional information for maybe even other people? And that's when you start tapping into like air quote psychic readings, because when I say the word psychic, what I don't generally do a lot of is future forecasting. Like it's like if I'm going to do a reading for somebody, I'm not going to tell them like in 2 years you're going to fall down the stairs, or in a year and a half you're going to meet a lover, or that's not what I'm doing, and that's not what I train people to do. Although I guess in my energy updates I'm future forecasting a little bit in a more general sense. But the information we're gathering that I teach you guys to gather and that I do when I'm using my intuition and psychic abilities is empowering information and information that we can't see or that we're unaware of,
Right.
right? So whether that be you're gathering information for yourself or for somebody else, you're using these extra skills and abilities and techniques to ascertain that information that otherwise might remain hidden. As you saw in Intuition and Beyond, because you took level one and two, it can be taught. It's not like, a lot of people believe, oh, people are psychic or they're not.
People are born with it.
Yes, people are born with it or they're not.
Yeah.
Yes, so like we all have certain things we excel at and that are naturally more easy for us to do, but everyone has an intuition, everyone is psychic, everybody can be trained to be psychic, and that's a hardcore belief that I have and a belief that I've proved to be true time and time again by training so many people. Here's the interesting thing. I've had a lot of different kinds of people sign up for this course for level one and two, the several times that I've run it. And a lot of them are doctors, attorneys, bankers, dentists, executives, artists. And it's so interesting how a lot of people, especially if they come from healthcare or some sort of big, like heavy scientific background, will sign up and not tell anyone in their life that they signed up.
Yeah, totally.
Like sometimes not even their partners. They're just like, oh, I'm doing this course. And then they say nothing to their partners about what the course is. They just say, I'm taking a course. And then of course, you guys all come into this safe little space where you can share your curiosity and your excitement and how fun it is. But I think the thing that I think is a bummer is it is so fun to do it. It's so fun to learn it. It's so fun to be in the course. And how fun would it be to be able to share it? But because intuition, psychic gifts, and spirituality, I think as a whole outside of organized religion, has been stigmatized and considered fringe in healthcare fields, so many people hesitate to be honest about their curiosity or abilities, even.
You're afraid you're not going to be taken seriously. Like,
Right. And for good reason, like there's so many people have been mocked or belittled for coming out of the spiritual closet and being honest about their curiosities. So it's interesting because when I started promoting the last time I ran this course, I started sending out emails about it and did a little bit of podcasting about it. And I had several people. Well, I had several people, first of all, sign up for the course, but then I also had several people reach out in healthcare or in, I guess I would say like professionals, some sort of job where they're considered like, a professional job, like a high-end job, I guess you might say, that would tell me in private, oh my gosh, thank you so much for sharing this because I've literally never told anyone that I feel like I have psychic abilities. And there were some people that reached out that had near-death experiences at one point in their life. And after the NDE, their abilities were heightened, which is a very common thing for people that have NDEs. They have really heightened psychic abilities afterwards. And they were like, when they told me, they were just like, oh my God, thank you so much for sharing this. It's so good to have somebody like step forward and just say that you have intuitive abilities. And I haven't told anyone this, and I'm so afraid of being made fun of. And I was like, this is a bummer.
It's so fun. I mean, it's so fun to experience on both ends, like receiving and also seeing yourself tap into something that is true for someone, and they and them recognizing it. Like, I mean, to be honest, I'm having the most fun doing this. Like, every time I sit down to practice, or I mean, it lights up my day.
Yes, I know. It's like magic.
It's like magic. It's just awesome. I mean, I think we are, I want to say trapped, but it's like, especially in the health care world, you've been brought up on a science background, and it's like materialism is all that we know. And if I can't see it and I can't prove it under scientific abilities, then like it's not real, and I can't, the only proof I have is that when I am like tapping into something and I'm talking to you about it, and then who I'm speaking about, like that's the proof. I can't make anyone else see that.
Right. And that's a lot of what we do in the intuition course, Intuition and Beyond, is like the second half of level one is essentially gathering evidence and proof by doing readings for each other and then being like, does this mean anything to you? Like, okay, I'm seeing, in my mind's eye, I'm seeing like a small child playing basketball and she's 8 years old and she says this to me. Does that mean anything? And then the other person's jaw drops or like their eyes start watering and they're like, oh my God, I can't believe you just said that. And then there's this whole like huge meaning for them. And that's really what I want to establish in Intuition Beyond is like give you guys proof, give you guys evidence that you can both gather the information and receive it. And it really does build so much credibility and evidence because you're just like to everyone else, that small child meant nothing, right?
And also, what it's not like it's such a random thing for that for you to have seen in your mind's eye.
Yes.
Like, I obviously
Yeah.
I'm not making this up.
Right. Yeah. Like, why would I think that? Like, why would that? Yeah, exactly. Okay, so you take level one and two, and you're like really lit up and just turned on by the whole thing. You're like, this is so fun. It's just so fun. And so then you start taking additional classes outside of mine.
And this came up during the intuition course as well, but I was like mesmerized by people who could see spirits or somehow witness people who had passed. That is not something that I like had ever tried and I wasn't aware of. So I took a course on mediumship.
Yeah, and just to pause before that. So in level one of Intuition Beyond, one of my psychic gifts is being able to see other people's psychic gifts. So I can like tune into them, and then I can be like, okay, here's one of your strongest psychic gifts. And when I tell you, you then have to kind of play with it to activate it, essentially. So yours was mediumship.
It was energy work and media. It was energy work
Yes.
and mediumship.
Yes. And you were so excited because you were like, oh, I can be a medium. And I was like, yes, that is coming through very clearly. So then you went on to study both energy work and mediumship.
I mean, how else was I going to activate it, right? I was like, do I just sit here and wait for it to happen?
Yeah.
So
Well,
I found a course.
practice is everything. Practice is everything.
And funny enough, the teacher of that course used to be an attorney, and she had just stumbled onto mediumship because her daughter was born with the ability to see spirits. And so she was like, what is that? I want to figure that out. And then she actually developed her own skill, and she's a medium and teaches courses. So I went through that course. I had the best time. And when you're learning mediumship, it's like you're hoping to be 50% right, because it's like you're playing charades. You're seeing things and you have to kind of interpret them for the person who's sitting in front of you. And so you're not always right? But like taking your course on intuition really gave me the trust in the process, because otherwise I would be scared to say any of the stuff that came up, because
Yeah.
sometimes it's weird, And so every time I did a practice reading and I was like providing evidence that was real and also really unique, so obviously I'm not guessing at stuff, I was blown away. Like I'd get off a call and be so amped. I was like, I drank
Yes.
five espressos. It was so
Yes.
much fun.
Yeah. So I remember I was talking to a friend of mine a couple years ago, and I was telling him that one of the things that makes me really unique as a coach is that I am psychic. And so when I'm coaching somebody, I get like intuitive downloads all the time about them. And so I have so much more, because my psychic skills are so developed at this point, I have so much more intuitive insights about people that most coaches, like 99% of coaches, wouldn't be able to glean when coaching someone. And it's like, it makes my coaching exponentially more powerful. And he said to me, "What? Why are you burying the lead? Like, why aren't you talking about this?" And that for me was like a huge aha moment of, oh, maybe I should be talking about this. And so then I had to go through this process of, okay, I need to come out of the spiritual closet. Like, I need to start sharing this. And I remember I wrote a series of three emails that I sent out, and they were like, I am psychic and so are you. And it just talked about like the basics of high level intuition. And I was so nervous before the first one that I sent out, because I was sending, like, a lot of people on my email list, again, had science backgrounds. And to be honest, I had a decent number of people unsubscribe, a lot of them that were really religious, because I think that for some reason, I don't know why, but for some reason, a lot of, and this isn't entirely true, because I've had some clients that are extremely, like, really, really Christian, and they're also psychic and they're super open to it. But for some reason, some aren't. Some get super triggered by me saying I'm psychic. And so I had people unsubscribe to that, which is fine. Like, okay, I'm not for everybody, you know? But then I remember feeling like, okay, after I talked about it a little bit on my podcast, I put it on my website, and I had sent some emails out about it. I was like, oh, wow, that felt so good, even though that was scary and not everybody liked it. It felt really good to just be honest about who I am and to stop hiding, which brings me to you and where you're at recently. So, do you want to tell the listeners kind of just like what's been going on for you over the last few weeks?
So we had a coaching call 2 or 3 weeks ago, and it was like, well, your psychic download was very specific, and it was like, you need to share this now, like yesterday, and you need to put it out for everyone to see, and it needs to also be on your social media, which right now my social media has, it's my dentist persona, right? That's like, there's very little personal life stuff on there, but you're like, no, it has to be on that too. Because I wanted to start like a page just for the energy stuff and the mediumship. So, okay, I took you seriously and I went out and like filmed a quick video. I put it up and I did put it on my own business Instagram,
You just said I put it on my business Instagram.
the new one. I put it on the new business social. You politely and kindly encouraged me to, that was not the deal. You have to put it on both.
Yes, you put it on the new business Instagram, and then I was like, "Hey."
Hey.
But I for the listener, I want to caveat this actually because so as part of the coaching call, I was open to psychic questions if people wanted to ask me psychic questions. And I started downloading this stuff about your business and how like, hey, you have to, and I think I even said like, you have to come out of the spiritual closet. Because here's the thing. If we're hiding parts of ourselves, we'll never shine and have the success that we want to in the world. And so we have to, at some point, let ourselves be seen and own our truth, own our voice, own who we actually are. And oftentimes when we do that is when we pop off and actually see success. And I also just want to caveat here that I'm offering this information. I did say to you, make sure you cross-check this with your intuition and it feels aligned before you take action. Just so everyone knows, I don't tell people what to do and then
There
make
was
them
no
do it.
coercion.
Yeah. I offer the information and I say, hey, make sure this feels right for you. And you said in that call, okay, I think I know what you're going to say, but I was thinking about making a new Instagram and just putting everything on the new Instagram. And then you kind of went on about why you wanted to do that. And I said, wait, hold on. You know what I'm going to say. So you know that.
So, like, why are you
So you
asking?
already know that maybe that's not it. Like maybe what you
Totally.
really need to share is you need to just essentially, again, come out of the spiritual closet.
And I needed to, like, it was a baby, I needed a baby step. And so I took my baby step
Yes.
and I did put it on a separate, I put it on a separate social media, but I linked it in my story on my dental page. And you're like, okay, maybe you should put it on the grid. I was like, okay, I can do that. I did it. I got part of it done, and now I can take the full step. And so I did that. And I mean, it was funny. I had, a good handful of people that were like, oh my God, I loved your post. Wanted to
Yeah.
talk about what is happening? What is this? And like people even at work that were, again, though, being hush hush and like not saying it in front of anyone else. What are you working on? What is that? So,
But they were curious and excited.
yes,
Was the response what you thought it would be?
yeah. I didn't feel like I'd get a backlash per se. So I was expecting the people who thought positively of that to come out and be positive. And then, sure, if some people unsubscribe, like that's fine, no big deal. And I don't, maybe it hasn't been that long, but like I haven't had anyone come at me with any concern or,
Yeah. Yeah.
it's still new, but yeah, it's been totally positive. But I also was like super energized by the move. And then of course I've been spending days on my website because I have to get that open and the ball's rolling. And like I put another video up today, so.
Amazing. Tell everybody essentially what you shared on that post and now what you are doing in the world with your intuitive abilities.
So the post was just kind of welcoming people to a new page, right? Like I said, I'm doing this other thing and it's energy healing, a couple different modalities. I'm doing Reiki and I'm doing another energy healing that's called integrated energy therapy. which is a channeled angelic energy healing. And so that is like what people are going to be like. And then I'm doing mediumship, and I've been practicing that. I'm still really new at it, but it's like, I don't know, these are the things that light me up, and so I'm doing them.
Yeah. When you say light you up, after you do them, how do you feel?
Like a kid at Christmas,
Yes.
for sure. You know, yeah. Like, holy shit, that was amazing. I got so many presents.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, that's the energy for sure. Like a kid at Christmas.
And I think that, I mean, you in particular, I think that, part of your soul journey is to do this work. And so I think you in particular are going to be really excited to do it. And just when we think back to everybody in the course, Intuition and Beyond, like everybody was acting like that.
Yeah. I mean, for sure. Even people who like maybe they're not going to use this anymore, but
Yeah. Or even people that come in like super stoic or kind of reserved to then everyone just giggling like kids, like, oh my God.
it was so fun.
And that's the thing. We all have access to this. We can all be taught. We can all learn. It's so fun. It opens you up so much. This is why I want to destigmatize it because, I mean, it's just not that big of a fucking deal.
Really, it's not. And
Like,
I mean, it's almost to me, it's also just like, if you are closed-minded to it, that's your business. But it's almost naive to think that there is a million things out there that we don't know about.
right.
I mean, it's just
Right.
you can't think that we're the only things here, or whatever.
Yeah, and also it's kind of like, okay, you're super close-minded, you're not into it. Okay, great. I don't care. You know what I mean? Like, not here to convince
Cool.
you
Absolutely.
but I am here for the people that are open-minded and that are curious and that want to explore that part of themselves and that want to have fun, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Talk a little bit about how you feel like just in your day-to-day life, heightening your intuition and your psychic senses has been beneficial.
I feel like when I'm tapping in or asking myself or using my tools, to get an answer for something, I feel way more secure and ready to make a move on a decision.
Yeah.
That has been kind of the biggest thing, right? I don't need to second guess. I don't need to spend a whole lot of time like, mulling it over. I ask myself, I use one of my tools and I'm like, okay, that's what I'm doing. And also just that's what I'm doing. And I know it's going to work out, and if it doesn't, there's a reason why I'm doing this anyway, so I'm going to do it.
Yeah, and I've witnessed that kind of resolve and clarity and confidence in you that you're right. When I think back to you at the beginning of your life's work, it's like so many people, if you don't have access to your intuition or your psychic senses, you get caught in like asking everybody else, thinking it over, doing like a pro-con list ad nauseum. It's like it's an exhausting process to make decisions because you second guess yourself every step of the way. And then, of course, if you make the one that wasn't aligned with your intuition, you have to then suffer the repercussions.
Yeah, for sure.
It's just so much easier.
Yeah, pro con lists, man, are like out the door. I'm never
I
using that
know,
again.
right?
There's not going to be another list
Why would you
for
ever?
sure. Yeah,
Yeah.
totally. Yeah, I mean, and it's like tapping it, like asking for a sign when you want a yes or no. Like
Yeah.
how fun. That's so
Yes.
fun. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
I
Again,
mean, just
yes.
it's just like the you get the sign the next day and you're like, holy shit, cool.
Yeah.
I'm
It's
doing
like,
that.
yeah, it's like inviting the magic back into your life.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I wonder if this is what it feels like when you're like a 2-year-old
Oh, yeah.
exploring the world.
Totally. So you've come out of the, let's call it psychic spiritual closet.
Yeah.
What are your plans now moving forward?
I am going to just keep deep diving into that and playing around with it, and I'm open to whatever, wherever it leads, right? Because I started with breath work and I thought, oh, I'm gonna be a breath work healer. I'm gonna do this. And there's absolute value in that, but I see that was really a stepping stone for me to get here, right?
Yeah.
Like breath work had to show me some things and it had to open up my mind to different modalities. And then, in 2 years, I may not be doing this specific type of energy healing or whatever, but I'm just going to keep exploring it and talking about it with everyone. It's fun. And I've been talking about it with like older members of my family, and they're like, wow, really? Tell me about it. People you'd think would be closed off, and they're totally not.
I do think times are changing. I think times have been changing post-COVID and since the telepathy tapes has come out.
100%, yeah.
I think a lot of people, the people that are already a little bit open-minded and kind of were poised to be open are becoming more open with.
Yeah.
And then of course the people that are closed, like, okay,
Yeah.
that's fine.
Maybe it's not in this lifetime for them.
Okay, so to close, what would you say to someone that is getting ready to come out of the psychic spiritual closet, but they're afraid?
I would say that all good things come from taking that scary leap, really. If it doesn't have a little scary feeling behind it, it's probably not going to help you grow. And that growth doesn't always have to be painful. It can just be a lot of fun, you know? And honestly, there wasn't even a pain point. Like, I just did the damn thing, and then I was like, woohoo, did it. Like, great. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's
So.
really the energy I was getting around it for you was like just rip off the band-aid. And
Yeah.
so I think that would be partially my advice. I do think there's value to having a degree of confidence in yourself and where you're at before doing so. I mean, like if you are literally scared shitless and you're just like, oh my God, it might like everyone is going to reject me, then maybe go slower and maybe
Yeah.
start by coming out of the spiritual psychic closet to one or two people rather than just blasting it on social media.
Yeah.
But yeah, there comes a point, and what I see most people do is they stay in the closet too long. Like they're ready and then they keep waiting. And then it just becomes this kind of thing, like, I don't know why I'm still. Like, I don't know why I haven't made this more known, which is like, that was my aha moment when he was like, why are you bearing the lead? I was like, I actually don't know. I don't know why I still haven't. I just got in a habit of keeping this hidden. And
Yeah.
then.
I mean, when I look back at your transition from dentistry to coaching anyway, like there was, you already had a lot of layers to get through to like become a coach and leave dentistry. That was a huge step. So if you had just jumped right out and been like, I'm also psychic, you know, maybe that was too much at one time.
It totally was. And I remember when you and I first, when you first interviewed for Your Life's Work, you were like, yeah, one of the things that drew me to you was I saw one of your Instagrams and you were like dancing around the room. And I was like, whoa, this girl's bold. Like most dentists wouldn't do that. And
Yeah.
that was like, yeah, that was one of just one layer, right? Was like
Yeah.
me being more real and me just moving my body on social media, which is something that most people in healthcare don't do. And then,
Absolutely.
sometimes we have to take it step by step,
Yeah.
which I certainly did. But it feels good to be fully seen. And I will also say that it's, I mean, I think in most cases, it is rarely ever as bad as you think it could be.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, imagine being fully seen is like now you're attracting the people anyway into your realm that are supposed to be there. So it's like you're developing a more fine-tuned family or people, you know, to surround yourself with anyway. So it's like that there's the pop-off.
100%. And that's such a great point because that's something that I see a lot with people in Your Life's Work, for instance, is they'll change a lot throughout the course and then they'll say, I want a new community. And then I'll have to tell them, and this has happened dozens of times where I'll tell them, like, you're not going to attract your new community if you're still hiding who you are, if you're still hiding what you're actually into, whether it be intuitive or not. Like, I had a lot of people that, they were just like interested in new things, but they didn't want to tell their old friends that
Yeah.
because they didn't want to create a rift. But at the same time, you literally can't attract a new community and more high level people into your life if you're hiding who you are. They can't see you then.
Absolutely.
Okay. What is your website that people can visit?
It is soulspeaksstudio.com.
Okay, great. Your Instagram handles, I'll have them in the show notes, but the new one is Soul Speak Studio.
Yeah, underscore, it's soul underscore speaks underscore studio.
And then the other one, which you're still posting on, well, you're kind of posting on both, right? Is
Dr. Sarah DDS.
okay.
Cool.
Great. Thanks so much for being here.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. If you liked it, be sure to pass it along to a friend and leave me a 5 stars wherever you listen. Don't forget that right now, my course Intuition and Beyond is open for enrollment. This course sells out fast. You can find a link to it in the show notes, or you can head to thetransformationschool.com, go over to courses and find Intuition and Beyond. Thanks so much for tuning in today. Until next time.